Hi, and welcome to today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread. Our reading is titled Trusting God in Times of Sorrow, and it was written by Amy Boucher Pye. When a man known as Papa John learned he had terminal cancer, he and his wife Carol sensed God calling them to share their illness journey online. Believing that God would minister through their vulnerability, they posted their moments of joy and sorrow and pain for 2 years. When Carol wrote that her husband went into the outstretched arms of Jesus, hundreds of people responded, with many thanking Carol for their openness. One person remarked that hearing about dying from a Christian point of view was healthy, for we all have to die someday. Another said that although she'd never met the couple personally, she couldn't express how much encouragement she received through their witness of trusting God. Although Papa John sometimes felt excruciating pain, he and Carol shared their story so they could demonstrate how God upheld them. They knew their testimony would bear fruit for God, echoing what Paul wrote to Timothy in 2 Timothy 1 when he suffered. I know whom I have believed, and I am convinced that he is able to guard what I have entrusted to him until that day. God can use even the death of a loved one to strengthen our faith in him and the faith of others through the grace we receive in Christ Jesus. If you're experiencing anguish and difficulty, know that he can bring comfort and peace. Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from 2 Timothy 1, verses 6 through 12. For this reason, I remind you to fan into flame the gift of God, which is in you through the laying on of my hands. For the Spirit God gave us does not make us timid, but gives us power, love, and self-discipline. So do not be ashamed of the testimony about our Lord or of me, his prisoner. Rather, join with me in suffering for the gospel by the power of God. He has saved us and called us to a holy life, not because of anything we have done, but because of his own purpose and grace. This grace was given us in Christ Jesus before the beginning of time, but it has now been revealed through the appearing of our Savior, Christ Jesus, who has destroyed death and has brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. And of this gospel, I was appointed a herald and an apostle and a teacher. That is why I am suffering as I am. Yet, this is no cause for shame because I know whom I have believed, and I am convinced that he is able to guard what I have entrusted to him until that day. Let's pray. Father in heaven, you know how painful it can be to watch someone we love suffer great pain from a terminal illness or to die suddenly. It often helps to know that others are going through difficult circumstances too, and even though it doesn't alleviate the pain, it can make it far more bearable. Put people into our lives that we can minister to in their times of pain. Lord, thank you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.